today's episode of Secrets to Scaling Your E-Commerce Brand, I am going to be talking all about Google Shopping feeds. This has a ton to do with Performance Max. I'm going to be talking about feeds in general, how to optimize your feed, how to get the best possible app to feed over to Google and Bing and all of these places. Yes, I even said the B word. You guys are not going to want to miss this one. Hey guys, are you struggling to create offers that actually convert? Look no further than our must-have brand new course called Million Dollar Offers. With just a few short videos, you're going to learn the seven essential elements of a million dollar offer and how to leverage the power of AI and ChatGPT to iterate on your headlines and your prompts. The great news is that this course is actually completely free. So Google Upgrowth Academy, that's Upgrowth Academy, and look for the course called Million Dollar Offers. You guys will not regret this one. Now on to today's episode.
Did you hear the story about the brand that spent thousands of dollars to have their credit card data analyzed, thinking their customers were moms aged 45 to 55, just to find out through a post-purchase survey that it was actually their teenage daughters who were the ones that were purchasing using their mom's credit card? Attribution is one of the most important pieces of the e-commerce puzzle. And nowadays, it seems like the industry might be moving backwards instead of forwards. Identifying the real buyer and tracking their behavior is getting more and more complicated. Even the tools that we do have often miss these critical pieces of the actual full picture. Enter KnoCommerce, the post-purchase survey platform that has been used by top-tier brands like Pura Vida, Olipop, and True Classic, leading them to those coveted customer conversion insights. KnoCommerce allows you to generate surveys directly on your confirmation screen in minutes, helping you answer foundational questions like, hey, how did you first hear about us? And deeper inquiries like, who do you usually buy gifts for? This goldmine of information provides a glimpse into the lifestyle of the human who is purchasing from you, not just their age, gender, or income bracket. With over 4 million questions answered every single month and an average response rate above 50% using pre-built templates, you'll be collecting actionable market and customer intelligence in no time. If you're ready to boost your attribution, then please head over to KnoCommerce.com. That's KNOCommerce.com and tell them that Jordan sent you. Also, tell them that Jordan sent you and you'll get 50% off for the first 3 months with a 14-day free trial. Again, head over to KnoCommerce.com. That's KNOCommerce.com and tell them that Jordan sent you.
Hey guys, Jordan West back with another episode of Secrets to Scaling Your E-Commerce Brand. Today, I am incredibly excited to be talking to you guys all about Google Shopping feeds and what you can do with them, how you can show up a lot better in Performance Max, how you can get better performance out of Performance Max. And that all has to do with the foundation of your Google feed. So let's get right into it here. First of all, your feed is absolutely essential, and your feed being clean and actually proper is essential to you getting incredible results on Performance Max. Now, let me tell you a little bit about why that matters so much. So there are certain ways that you can get your feed into Google without really having to do much work. So Shopify has got one where, you know, they've got an integration where they're basically pulling your product categories and all of that kind of stuff. You can play around with it a little bit. I don't recommend using that one. What I recommend using is an app that is called the Symprosys Google Shopping Feed. Now, the reason that I love it is that it actually is able to feed into AdWords. It's able to feed into Bing. You're also able to create an XML file. So great for TikTok, great for Facebook as well. It automatically will go into Facebook. Now, one of the things that you can do in there is actually bulk edit some of your products. Now, number one thing that you need to do when you're putting your feed into Google Merchant Center. Now, remember, sorry, let's go back one sec here. We have Google Merchant Center, right? Then we've got your feed over here from your website, right? Into Google Merchant Center. Think of them as the middleman. And then Google Merchant Center is linking into your Google Ads account, right? Same sort of idea on Bing as well. The same type of setup. Luckily with this one app, which I think it's like $5 a month or something like that. It's ridiculously cheap and definitely a worthwhile app for you to use. Is that you're able to upload straight into Bing. And now Bing, just like Google, has a bunch of free shopping options. So please put your products in there. There's absolutely no reason that your products should not be on Bing as well, especially with their free shopping, some of their free shopping tools. And then you could also pay you know, for some Bing advertising, we're definitely recommending that to our clients right now and to some of the people that we are coaching. It's definitely worthwhile. So first of all, I wanted to make sure that we've got that entire setup correct, right? So we've got our Google Shopping feed, right? Or our feed app over here. We've got our Merchant Center here, right? That we're putting everything into. And then our Merchant Center over to our Google Ads, which is where we're going to create multiple Performance Max campaigns to test out different types of products and potentially different avatars that are going to be wanting to, or that we're going to be wanting to target with either different products or different messaging as well. So the Simprosys Google Shopping feed app, I cannot say enough good things about it. We'll make sure that that is in the show notes, the link for this one. But please, the number one thing is getting into the proper Google product category. Now, there's some great websites out there that can help you do that. There's also within this app, you are able to bulk edit these, and you're able to find the Google product categories fairly easily as you search. Make sure to be as specific as possible with the Google product category. Some other things that you're going to want to do when you are bulk editing is not just the Google product category. So that's the basic, right? The Google product category is the absolute basic. The next is color. So that's a big one for searchability. There is the age group, right? That's another really big one. You can also assign gender as well, which is something that you could do. Again, Google product category, absolutely essential. You can assign a material, you can assign a pattern, you can assign the product condition, you can assign the product type, you can assign a different shipping label. There's all sorts of things that you can do with this. Another amazing thing about this is setting up Google Shopping promotions is a pain in the butt doing it through Google Merchant Center. Most times you're going to be denied just because of some little reason. With the Simprosys app, you can actually create the promotion right from one click inside here, which is just absolutely amazing. And you can see the kind of results that you're getting right within the app. So really, really helpful stuff there. So highly, highly recommend that you guys go through and use that as your shopping feed. Right? It will help you absolutely immensely get better results on Performance Max. And speaking of Performance Max, I want to talk to you guys about what the ideal structure for your Performance Max campaigns are in 2023. Now, if you guys remember last year when Performance Max came out, we were finding that the top way to let me see how I can describe this here. The best way to run a Performance Max campaign was basically just put all your products in, create a bunch of different asset groups, and let PMax go for it. That is no longer what I recommend for a high-performing Performance Max campaign. What I recommend is different campaigns for each different larger product category. So again, you guys know I love doing Little and Lively examples. So let's talk about Little and Lively for a second here. So I would have an entire campaign set up just for baby leggings, right? That's one Performance Max campaign. I would then have baby shirts as well. I would have baby rompers set up as a separate one. I would set all of these up as separate PMax campaigns. Now, the reason why is that we're able to play around with the budgets immensely when we do this, right? We're able to really have little tweaks here and there to really get us to the results that we want, that we want to get to. So that's just a really quick tip on that. We're going to be doing another episode very soon on the ideal Google structure. And I really hope that you guys stick around for that. For today, we're going to end it right there. This was just a really quick episode where I wanted to share the best possible Google feed that you guys can use. It's called Simprosys. Again, that's going to be down there. They're not a sponsor or anything like that. I just wanted to make sure that you guys have your Google Shopping feeds set up correctly. It is one of the very first things that we do when we take on clients at Upgrowth and when we do consulting there. Also, one thing that I want to mention, guys, is we are, and myself personally, I have been really struggling with figuring out how we can help and how I personally can help brands that aren't quite ready to take on an agency, right? Brands that need a little bit of that need to know what they are doing when it comes to their ad accounts and everything from strategy to sale to scale. And so we are really, really excited. And I personally am incredibly excited that we are offering a new Done With You service. This is really, really exciting. It is an accelerator. It's a 12-week accelerator. It's something that we have never done before, but it is crazy the amount of people that we have reaching out that have been asking about this and asking us to help consult with them. So I wanted to let our podcast listeners know before anybody else that we have this. So I'm going to send you guys to the page. We're going to have this page also in the show notes. The page is upgrowthcommerce.com/DWY. upgrowthcommerce.com/DWY. Again, this will be in the show notes. But you know, if you've wanted to learn the things that I have learned over the years, and I've made massive mistakes and hopefully learned from them, this is your time to be able to do that. This is what I think has an insane amount of value to it. When you go into that page, you will see the next step is to book a fit call with me, and that's just to make sure that I think that you are going to be a good student and that we're going to work together well. So really, really excited about that. We've got all sorts of crazy resources that we've been compiling from all of the brands that we've owned and helped manage over the years. So I'm really excited about that for you guys. And again, upgrowthcommerce.com/DWY. Please share with a friend who potentially needs that. Have a good day, guys.
Hey guys, if you're looking to scale your e-commerce brand, you need tips and strategies from people who have actually done it. Stop reading those newsletters written by marketers who have only ever spent founders' hard-earned money and start reading from the perspective of 7- and 8-figure founders. That's why we're launching the Secrets to Scaling newsletter to give you real actionable advice from founders with firsthand experience. Get the latest strategies from ad campaigns, budgeting, wholesale, partnerships, and so much more. Sign up for our beta for free at secrets.upgrowthcommerce.com.
Hey guys, just wanted to say thanks again so much for listening to the podcast. If I could ask one favor of you, it would be to share this with your other e-commerce store owner friends. We want everyone in the e-com space to be listening to this podcast, and lots of you guys already are, and we really, really appreciate that. One last thing before you go as well is we are offering to our podcast listeners a free e-commerce growth plan where we go from strategy to sale with your brand in this e-commerce growth plan. So feel free to go to www.upgrowthcommerce.com/grow and apply for a free growth plan today. Thank you all again so much for listening.